We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the series finale from Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Shuckers have a chance to take their first six-game series against divisional opponent this year. Enter today at 39-41 on the year, 5-16 in the second half. Meanwhile, for Pensacola, they enter today at 46-43 and 33 overall, 5-6 in the second half of the year. David Blake alongside you throughout the day. The Shuckers will look to win their second straight. They won a wild one last night, 10-9 over the Blue Wahoos. The Shuckers scored 9 runs in the first 4 innings. 8 of the 9 runs came off 4 homers, 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 more in the fourth inning. But Pensacola stayed with Biloxi. Back and forth he went till the sixth inning when Pensacola tied it up at 9. The Shuckers, though, would eke ahead with a run with 2 outs in the top of the ninth inning. Nick Cale played hero after a 3-run homer earlier in the day to cap off a 3-for-4 night at the plate. It is also draft day around Major League Baseball, and we talked to Nick Cale not only about that hot night last night, but about his experience with the draft back in 2019 when he was selected in the 4th round out of the University of Washington. Pre-game interview comes your way next before first pitch at 4:05 in the series finale. Back after this with more on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview.
I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who made sure the Shuckers got that third win of the series last night, Nick Kale. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Yep, happy to be here.
How much fun was last night? You hit the big home run, and you hit the game-winning double in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you could help the team win, that's always fun. And then to do it in the ninth with two outs to put your team ahead, that's always really fun. See the fellas fired up in the dugouts. It's a good experience.
What was that like in the ninth inning, down to the final strike in the top of the ninth inning? You battle and you get a double.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking for a pitch to hit, got it, and was able to hit it on the barrel and to where no one was. So that was really it.
You also hit it to where nobody is, not only in the field, but also in the ballpark, when you smashed one out of the ballpark for a massive home run 420 feet back earlier in the game. What is it about playing in Pensacola? Three home runs here in Double A.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the ocean. I like being next to the ocean. It reminds me a little bit of home. So I think I just get the vibes get raised up a little bit for me.
What's been the go-to playlist this week? Because you're back by the ocean, a lot like California.
The go-to playlist, I mean, I've been kind of on some reggae recently, so honestly, just that type of vibe.
Well, that fits in with the vibe of everything here. You're on the beach, you're in the beach of Biloxi, you're on the beach here. That has to help you relax a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I love the beach. Like I said, it just reminds me of home, and I mean, I just love the beach.
You've been to the beach at all this week?
We tried to go one day, but they had the Blue Angels, so parking was like $100.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we kind of canceled that one, but I did last year when we came, so that was fun.
Well, and the Shuckers do have another trip to Pensacola. Yeah. Plenty of times to get to the beach.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Today is one of the more special days in baseball. It is draft day. You were drafted back in the fourth round in 2019 out of Washington.
Yep.
How special of a memory is that for you?
Oh, yeah, no, it was great. I mean, it's something I always wanted to do since I was young, and to have that kind of come to fruition, and I stayed up in Seattle for it, but I had a couple friends come and just be surrounded by teammates and family. So, I mean, it was just a great day. And one of the families at UW, we were at their house. And, yeah, it was just fun. Like I said, it was just something I've always wanted to get accomplished, and it did. So, yeah, it was great.
What do you remember most about getting that phone call?
I mean, I'd say probably just, I don't know if relieved is the right word, but, like, you're kind of just sitting there, and then you get a phone call, and it happens, and you're like, wow, like, yeah, it happened. I don't, like you don't really know what's in store for you next after that, but yeah, no, that's really it.
What did the process look like for you getting drafted?
I mean, just kind of played my season at UW. Some scouts, like some area scouts come in and just kind of ask you some questions, fill out some stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there was nothing really to it. I mean, just go out there and play, and if you do well enough, like, you got a chance. So that was pretty much it.
When you jumped straight to pro ball after the draft, what was that transition like, going from college in the Pac-12, then going out to Arizona and playing with the Brewers in Maryville?
I actually didn't even go to Arizona. I went straight to Colorado Springs, so I didn't go to the complex. But I mean, I didn't know what to expect, first off. I mean, I had an idea because one of my buddies had already been in the pro area. But, yeah, I mean, it was different because, like, in America, like, in college, it's just usually, like, American guys on your team. And then going to short season, probably at least half the guys are Latin guys or not from the United States. So, like, I don't know if culture shock's the right word, but it's like, oh wow, like something you've never done. So, I mean, that was interesting, but I mean, it honestly made it more fun because I get along great with those guys, and yeah. So, and they bring a ton of energy. So, I mean, I love hanging out with them. But that was probably the most interesting part of it. But yeah.
What was that language barrier like for you as a catcher? Because one of the most important things is communication.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely interesting. But, I mean, I knew a little bit of Spanish. But, like, honestly, it was the guys in the dugout. Like, when if I wasn't playing or just, like, in the locker room and stuff, I would go up to some guys and, like, just ask them. Like, Carlos Luna, who we had last year here, he was a big help. Michele Vassalotti, Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder, he was on that team. So, like, a lot of those guys were, like, great in helping me because they were also really good at English too at the time. So like it made it easier, and I just went with it. And on it, like, and they like they loved that I was interested in learning too. So like it made it a lot more fun and easy.
How close to bilingual are you now?
I don't know. I don't really know, but I'm sure some of our guys they say that I'm pretty good at it, so I'm gonna go with that. I got a decent shot at
well,
it.
Well, hey, as long as they say you're good, yeah, that's really all that matters. Yeah. And as long as the pitching staff understands you and you understand the pitching staff, exactly. That really covers all your bases.
Exactly.
Wait, thanks so much for joining us, man. Congrats again on the big night last night, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 4:05.
Big thank you to Nick Kale for joining us as our pregame interview today. We're getting set for first pitch here in just a couple of moments between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Right now, the starting lineup being announced for both sides. The Shuckers will go up against the righty Evan Fitterer, 4-3, with a 4.34 ERA. Makes his 13th start in Double-A, his 16th start of the year between Blue White and Pensacola. 58-inning pitch, 37 walks, and 61 strikeouts. Shuckers go with the righty James Meeker, set to make his fourth start of the year, 4-3 with a 2.58 ERA in 19 appearances, 16 out of the bullpen, 3 as a starter, 45 and a third innings, 5 walks, 51 strikeouts, opponents hitting .218 against him, and he enters today coming off a career-high 5 shutout innings in his last start on July 4th. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Before we head to a break, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Evan Fitterer gets his name called, charges out of the dugout. We'll take a break for the national anthem. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch from Pensacola in a moment.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Cheerio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for First Pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Welcome to Pensacola on a Sunday afternoon. The Biloxi Shuckers trying to take a six-game set against a South Division opponent for the first time in 2023. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 39-41, 5-6 in the second half against the 46-33 Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who entered today with an identical record, 5-6 in the second half. Javen Blake along with you on a overcast day here in Pensacola. The righty Evan Fitterer toes the rubber, 4-3 with a 4.34 ERA on the year with the Blue Wahoos. His first pitch of the day comes home to Isaac Collins. That one's lifted towards center. Sinking liner, and Rosario, the center fielder, grabs it. We're off and running. First pitch today at 4.06 p.m. Griffin Conine is in left. Dalby Rosario's in center. Victor Mesa Jr. is in right. Third to first around the infield, Kobe Fletcher Vance, Jose Devers, Cody Morissette, and Troy Johnston, with Bennett Hostetler behind the plate. The pitch to the lefty Rodriguez is a called strike one. Top of the order goes Collins, Rodriguez, and then Tyler Black stands on deck. First three all come up from the left side against Fitterer. The pitch, Rodriguez waits on it, lines it to third. Fletcher Vance is there, fires to first, and retires Rodriguez for the second out. Two quick outs from Fitterer. Now brings up the lefty Tyler Black. Fitterer gave up six runs, five of them earned in four innings in the series opener on Tuesday. That was July 4th. Also a 4.05 start. Lasted just 76 pitches. The pitch to Black. He takes strike one. Fastball on the outside corner at 94. Black sitting 274 on the year. 11 homers, 37 driven in. The pitch. Check swings and fouls it off. Rattles off the gate, almost got Tristan Lutz in the on-deck circle. Black gave him a quick eyes-open look. Counted no balls and two strikes. Fitterer fires. Black takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Black, as of about 2 hours ago, is now a top 100 prospect in baseball. Recently named to the top 100 list. The pitch home, misses away, and the count evens 2-2. MLB Pipeline broke the news, one of the two major prospect lists. Black slots in at number 100, the 2-2 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Just underway here in Pensacola. The pitch. Black swings and ropes it. One hop over Johnston's head and down the right field line to the wall. Black rounds first towards second. Mesa Jr. fires it in from right. And Black arrives with a stand-up double. That one was lined off the bat at 107 miles an hour. Almost got Troy Johnston at first. Just hopped over his head. Now a runner in scoring position for Tristan Lutz. Man on second with two away. Fitterer fires home. Lutz takes low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Lutz is hitting .232 this year. Four homers and 18 driven in. He's done a great job getting on base. OBP just shy of .350 coming into today. .347. Black dances off second. The pitch home. Chopper back up the middle. Morissette gets it off his back foot. Fires to first in time. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base through a half inning of play. Scoreless. James Meeker to the hill when we return. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Back to Pensacola, bottom of the first inning here in a series finale, final game before the All-Star break. Already James Meeker gets the start for Biloxi, 4-3 with a 2.58 ERA on the year. He's been terrific in every role the Shuckers have put him in. Makes his 20th appearance and fourth start on the year, 45 and a third innings, just 5 walks and 51 strikeouts. The lowest walk rate out of any pitcher in minor league baseball. Two lefties at the top of the order, Victor Mason Jr. and then Troy Johnston. Will Banfield in the three spot comes up from the right side. Then it's back to three straight lefties. Griffin Conine, Jose Devers, and Cody Morissette. Bottom three, all righties. Bennett Hostetler, Dalvin Rosario, and Colby Fletcher Vance. Meeker set to go. Works in the middle of the rubber with a tan mitt. The first pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers are wearing their military alternate jerseys. Black caps with the B on the front. Pensacola's wearing their Hawaiian shirt pink jerseys. The 1-0 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. It's a pink base with a bunch of blue and white flowers all over it. The Blue Wahoos BW logo is on the right part of the jersey. The 2-0 pitch. Mesa Jr. swings and pops it up. Trips out to left. Collins is under it. Makes the catch. Mesa Jr. retired for the first out. Collins is in left. Lamar Sparks is in center. Carlos Rodriguez demands right. Tyler Black at third. Ethan Murray is at short. Felix Valerio is at second. Xavier Warren is at first. And Nick Cale is behind the plate. Murray Johnston's in from the left side. One out, nobody on in the last of the first inning. The pitch. Hammered out to center. Sparks turns back on it. The wind carries this back towards the warning track. Steps shy of the wall. He makes the catch and retires Johnston for the second out. He got into that one. 99 off the bat. It gets deep real fast out towards left. It's 342 to the wall and left. 400 is center. So it's way deep out in left center, even with the wind blowing straight out to left at 10 miles an hour. Ballpark contains it. Brings up the righty. Will Banfield with two away. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike one on the outside corner. Banfield's hitting 263 this year. 12 homers, 43 driven in. And a 761 OPS. Meeker fires. Slider misses away. The count evens 1-1. Banfield's had a fun series. 6-for-20 with 4 doubles. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball dots the inner half at 93. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike three in the outside corner. Dots 93 on the outer black. And Banfield retired for the final out. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the second, scoreless. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
From the right side against the righty, Evan Fitterer for scoreless into the second. First pitch, wave and a miss of the fastball. Count goes 0-1. Javis Blake back with you. Murray sitting 227 this year. He's in the 5 spot in the order today. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. 227 average, 359 OBP. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Fitterer picks up the leg and fires. Murray swings and serves it over Morissette's head at second and into right center for a base hit. Junkers get their second hit of the day. This time it's a single for Murray, and it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Fitterer stands in at 6'3", 192 pounds. 23-year-old, born in Mission Viejo in California. The pitch, Murray off to second, pitch misses low, Hostetler throws wide, and Murray has himself a stolen base. Murray's 10th stolen base of the year, the 143rd stolen base this year for Biloxi. Better than anyone else in the Southern League. The pitch is a called strike. Warren had his hands up confused for a moment. The first pitch was called a strike. That might be why he had his palms up. The count now at no balls and two strikes. Warren hitting 184. Check back to second. It pops out of Devers' glove and shoots to center, but Murray stays put. Count stays at 0-2. Warren did not play yesterday. Went 0-2 with 2 walks on Friday. 10-3 Shuckers loss. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and torches this out to right center. Mesa Jr. chases after it with Rosario. Rosario grabs it in the gap. Murray tags from second, heads to third. It's cut off by Devers. It's a fly out for Warren, but it's a productive out. Shuckers have a runner on third with just 1 out. And it brings up one of their most productive hitters of this series in Lamar Sparks. Infield comes in. First pitch. Wave and a miss at a fastball at 96. Count goes 10-1. Sparks is hitting 243 this year, but he's 7-for-17 this week with 6 driven in. The pitch he takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Murray's at third. One out in the top of the second. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Fitterer delivers home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Fitterer sets. Third base side of the rubber. Now fires. Misses up. Count goes to 3-1. Sparks has driven in 17 this year. Murray off third. The pitch home. He swings and lines it in the left for a base hit. Murray trots home. It's the 7th RBI of the week for Sparks. And the Shuckers lead it 1-0. That one was off the bat at 104 miles an hour. Quick and easy work for Sparks. Continues to have just a terrific series. He's extended his hitting streak to 11 in a row. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Sparks off first. Fitterer delivers home. Runner off to second, pitch misses low. The throw to second, Sparks slides in the tag, not in time. Morissette whipped the first time, tried to spin around and get him on the back end. That also didn't work. 13th stolen base of the year for Sparks. Count at 1-0. Today's umpiring crew, Sean Cassidy's behind home plate. Brian Oberholzer is at third, and Chandler Durham is the first base umpire. So another runner in scoring position for Biloxi. The pitch. Chop back up the middle. Couple hops, and it deflects off Devers' glove and into right center. Sparks rounds third. The throw home. Not in time, and it's 2-0 Biloxi. The chopping ball off the turf. Biloxi now leads it 2-0, and it brings up Nick Kale. Two runs on 4 hits for Biloxi. They bring up the man who had 3 yesterday. Kale digs in from the right side, hitting 162 this year. He's driven in 8. Valerio off first. The pitch. He takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. He swings and lifts it out to left. Conine goes back, looks up at the wall, and it's another home run from Nick Kale. His second in 2 days, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. He said pregame, it's got to be something about the beach as to why he hits so well at Blue Wahoo Stadium. He touches home with his second homer of the year. That one, 377 feet, 94 off the bat. The Shuckers have put up a 4 spot here in the second inning. It brings out the pitching coach, Dave Eiland, who now walks back to the dugout. By the way, Valerio reaches on an E6. That scores Sparks. So no RBI there. And the Shuckers make Pensacola pay. 4-0 Biloxi. Back to the top of the order. And Isaac Collins. The pitch is a slider that misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. He waves and misses. Changeup from Fitterer. Count evens 1-1. Nick Cale has now hit 4 home runs in 2 years here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Gets even crazier when you realize he's hit 6 total homers in Double A. 4 of them have come in this ballpark. The pitch home to Collins. He waves and misses on a changeup. Strike 3, it's the second out. It brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Nothing Biloxi. 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the second inning. The pitch. He takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez bounced out to third. Pitch home, misses low and the count goes to 2-0. He bounced out to third back in the first inning. Checkers got a runner on with 2 away but stranded him at second. The pitch. Rodriguez waves and misses. Way ahead of a changeup. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. The pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Denvers gets it on his back foot, fires to first, and then ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers strike for 4 runs on 3 hits and an error. Nobody left on base. Nick Cale has 2 homers in 2 days. It's helped the Shuckers build a 4-0 lead. We're through an inning and a half after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola. Blake Babwick, bottom 2, first pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Lefty Grimmon Conine is up against the righty James Meeker. Into his second inning of work. Shuckers spotted him a 4 spot in the top of the inning. The pitch home, wave and a miss. Goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Meeker set the side down in order in the first inning. The pitch fouled off. Out of play behind home plate. The count stays at 0-2. Meeker's a guy who's working lightning quick today. Meeker delivers. This one's lifted out to right. Rodriguez charges in into the gap, and it drops down for a base hit. Big hop off the turf. And Conine singles. Jose Devers digs in from the left side. Shuckers lead it 4-0. The pitch. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Devers hitting 267 this year with a 339 OBP. The pitch. He watches it low, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch, line drive foul, first base side off the tarp roll. And the count goes to 2-1. Checkers lead it 4-0, bottom of the second inning here in the series finale. The 2-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Conine's at first. The pitch home. Fly ball out to left center field. Sparks races after it towards the warning track, sticks up his glove, and hauls it in. One away, and it brings up the lefty Cody Morrison. Meeker delivers. Morissette takes strike one in the inside corner. Morissette hitting 232 this year with a 311 OBP. Man on first, one away. The pitch. He swings and lines it back up the middle by Murray's dive at short and into center. He went full extension. That would have been a marvelous play. But it goes as a hard hit single for Morissette, and brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler. Four nothing Biloxi, two on in the bottom of the second inning, just one away. Hostetler hitting 202 this year. Meeker fires. Hostetler takes strike one in the outside corner. By the way, Felix Valerio's ball that bounced up the middle that was originally charged as an error to Jose Devers has now been changed to a hit and an RBI. So Valerio drives in his 16th of the year. Checkers have 4 runs off 5 hits. The pitch, fastball, called strike two. So last inning for Biloxi, instead of 4 runs off 3 hits and an error, you get 4 runs off 4 hits and no errors. Hostetler digs back in. Runners on first and second with one away. A series that has seen quite its fair share of runs. The 0-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. For the team who's won each of the last 3 nights, Shuckers have won 2 of the last 3. Pensacola won it on Friday night. 10 runs has been the magic number. It was 10-4 Shuckers, then 10-3 Pensacola, and yesterday a 10-9 Shuckers win. Meeker steps off, and everybody resets. The 1-2 delivery. He swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Conine takes his lead. Valerio, the second baseman, shifts over. Pitch home. Dribble foul to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. the 1-2 delivery. Tops foul behind the plate. It's off the netting, and the count stays at 1-2. Stetler's battling right now against Meeker. Seeing his pitch count rise towards 25 pitches. Next pitch will be his 25th. The 1-2 delivery. Hostetler pops it in the air. Foul territory, first base side. Warren's over. Camps under it, makes the catch. Two away for the righty, Dalby Rosario. Checkers up 4-0. The pitch home. Rosario takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rosario's hitting .283 this year. 5-for-9 in the series with a double. Meeker fires. Slider called strike on the outer half. Count evens 1-1. Moore sets it first. Conine's at second. Meeker delivers. Fastball dots the outer edge. Blazed on in at 96. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Popped foul behind home plate, out of play. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Meeker fires. Rosario pops it foul. First base side again out of play. So after a 7-pitch at-bat to Bennett Hostetler, we're on to a 6th pitch here in the at-bat between Dalvin Rosario and James Meeker. That throw his 32nd pitch of the day. 22 of the 30 have dotted the zone for a strike. That's been Meeker's bread and butter all year, his ability to fill up the zone. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. Last time out on July 4th, 5 shutout innings, gave up 2 hits and struck out 2, but went 5 innings in just 60 pitches. So he officially makes his 4th turn through the rotation. The 2-2 pitch, lined foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Each of his first 16 appearances this year came out of the bullpen. He turned into a starter and was asked to start for just the 3rd time in his career. First time at the AA level back in the first half of that 12-game homestand the Shuckers had. First half was against Chattanooga. The pitch, line drive right to Meeker. That ends the inning. Wow. The line shot back up the middle. Meeker sticks out his glove and snags it to end the inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Here the 3rd, 4-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer. with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the third inning from Pensacola. David Quake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch of the inning to Tyler Black misses inside, jumps out of the way, gets down to his knees to try and get out of the way. Count goes to 1-0. Well, welcome back to Pensacola. The Shuckers lead it 4-0 here in the series finale. A win today means a series win for Biloxi. The 1-0 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. And it would be their first series win against a Southern League South Division opponent in 2023. The 2-0 delivery. Black takes a strike on the outer half. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch. He swings and rolls it on the ground to first. Couple of hops to Johnston, who takes it to the bag himself. Three straight retired by Fitterer since the two-run homer from Kale. It brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. The pitch to Lutz. He takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Lutz grounded out to second back in the first inning. The pitch home. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 delivery. He swings and fouls it back. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Shuckers scored all 4 of their runs last inning. 3 straight RBI hits, including a 2-run homer from Nick Kale. A 2-1 pitch from Fitterer comes home. Misses away, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. The 3-1 pitch. Misses low, ball 4. And the Shuckers get a man on for the 3rd straight inning. It's the first walk allowed today by Fitterer. Now brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. 1-0. Top of the 3rd inning. Biloxi leads it 4-0. The pitch misses up and in, pops out of Hostetler's glove, and Lutz is off to second. Fitterer comes set. Now delivers. Murray takes a slider away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch. Chopped back up the middle. Fitterer comes off the mound, grabs it, checks third. Lutz is already there. Fires to first in time. Murray's retired, but he moves Lutz to third. And it now brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren.
Your
4-0 Biloxi. Two outs, top three. The pitch home. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Warren, a bit ahead of a curveball. Count goes to 1-1. Shuckers have four runs on five hits and no errors. No runs on two hits for Pensacola. Warren already up for the second time today in the sixth spot in the order. The 1-1 delivery. He takes up and pops it to Hostetler's glove, dribbles towards the dugout. He can't find it, and home comes Lutz. Shuckers lead it 5-0. Two pass balls leads to a run for Biloxi. Hostetler's third and fourth of the year. Now the 2-1 delivery. Warren swings and rolls it to first. Couple hops to Johnston, takes it to the bag himself, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers get another run. One run without a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. A walk and two pass balls lead to a run. 5-0 Biloxi through 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up, yeah, everybody knows, it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Cody Fletcher Vance leads off the inning in the 9 spot. Up for the first time today. Shuckers lead it 5-0. 4 in the second, 1 more in the third. Meeker delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. And today on the hill, Meeker has just continued what started in his start on Tuesday against the Blue Wahoos, where he went 5 shutout innings. He stranded 2 base runners today. Both runners reached in the second. Besides that, he's been terrific. The pitch. Lifted out to left. Collins drifts back on the warning track. Looks up at the wall, and it's gone. Colby Fletcher-Vance tallies his first homer of the year, and it's 5-1 Biloxi. Meeker allows his first run of the week to Pensacola. It lasted 7-plus innings. But he finally allows one. And it cuts the Shuckers' lead from 5-0 to 5-1. Now brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Meeker fires. Misses up. The count goes to 1-0. By the way, fans, if you want to join in on today's broadcast, you can with our Text the Booth line. Text us at 601-514-0776. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from today. The 2-0 delivery. Called strike on the outer half. The count goes to 2-1. Mesa Jr. back in from the left side. 0-1 today with a fly out to left. The 2-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Count evens 2-2. The pitch. Looped out to center. Sparks now drifts back on it. The wind carries it back a good bit. Hauls it in for the first out of the inning. One away, and it brings up the lefty Troy Johnston. Johnston's 0-1 today with a fly out to center. Eaker's been a big fly ball pitcher today. All of his outs that have been put in play have been in the air. Pitch home, misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. He's recorded 7 outs, 1 strikeout. So you throw that out of the equation. 6 outs have been made when the ball is put in play. One line out back to himself, a pop out to first. 3 flyouts to center. The pitch, this one's lifted out to left. Collins drifts back on it. At the warning track, at the wall, he leaps. And it's gone. Second homer of the inning. Johnston has his 17th of the year, and it's 5-2. Collins gave it an effort. Almost brought it back, but it just got over his glove. Johnston's 17th of the year, 64th run driven in. That's the best in the Southern League. And it brings up the righty Will Banfield. It's gone from 5-0 to 5-2 in a hurry. The pitch to Banfield. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Meeker fires. Ground ball left side of the infield. Black gets it at third on the run. Shifts his movement. Fires to first. It's high. And Warren doesn't come down in time. He stumbles and loses the baseball. Banfield reaches. And now the tying run's on deck. That's Black's 10th error of the year. And it now brings up the lefty Griffin Kona. One out, one on. Konine up from the left side against the righty Meeker. The pitch. Konine waves and misses. Fastball in the inner half. Count goes to 0-1. Konine singled to right last time up. It was a bit of a bloop single in front of the right fielder Carlos Rodriguez. The 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Chases a cutter off the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. It's punched out to left. Foul. We'll do it again. Meeker's about to throw his 50th pitch of the afternoon. We're just in the third inning. Both teams have gotten the board in big ways early. 7 combined runs, 9 combined hits, and 3 combined homers. The pitch, fouled back. The at-bat continues. The 0-2 pitch. flipped it out to left. Collins over towards the warning track. Steers in as it goes out of play. Foul ball. Count stays at 0-2. And foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Conine swings and lines it in and out of Warren's glove. He taps first, now is in Banfield's rundown and tags him to end the inning. What a wild double play, and that gets Meeker out of the inning. An unassisted double play, and the Shuckers defense showing out in a big way. In the inning, two runs on two hits and an error. Nobody left on base. 5-2 Biloxi after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
back to Pensacola. Top four, righty Evan Finnerer continues on. First pitch to the righty, Lamar Sparks. He's a slider that misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you. 5-2, Shuckers over the Blue Wahoos. Finnerer fires home, misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. By the way, that unassisted double play by Xavier Warren in the top of the inning was brought to you by the Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi. The 2-0 delivery misses away, gets the backstop. The count goes to 3-0. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park. The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot. First day on the coast. The 3-0 delivery to Sparks. He swings and chops it on the ground to short. Devers grabs it, takes 2 steps, fires to first, and Sparks is retired. One away, and it brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Shuckers have 5 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors for Pensacola. The pitch home. Valerio takes up and in, and the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Valerio drove in Sparks last time up with an RBI single back up the middle. The pitch, wave and a miss at a fastball. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it on the ground left side of the infield. Devers backhands it in hole, spins on a dime, fires one hop to first in time. A pretty play from Jose Devers deep in the shortstop hole. Second straight ground out to short for Biloxi. And it brings up the righty Nick Kale. Kale has had himself a series. yesterday, was in the lineup for the first time in 15 days. Went 3-for-4 with four driven in. The pitch home, it's a curveball, called strike one. Today, he has another homer, a two-run shot back in the second inning that went 377 feet. The pitch home. Kale takes away, and the count evens at 1-1. Kale said one of his favorite parts about coming to Pensacola is he's right by the beach. Grew up in Simi Valley, California. The 1-1 delivery. It's a slider called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. It's located about 40 miles from Los Angeles. 1-2 delivery. He swings and taps it foul, back to the on-deck circle. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Kale swings and chops it on the ground, right side of the infield. Morissette gets it at second, flips to Johnson on his way to the dugout. It's in time, and it ends the inning. A 1-2-3 fourth from Fitterer. Shuckers lead it 5-2 after 3.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
It's 6-7 in the overdue up against the Reds game season. Into the last of the fourth inning, Shuckers 5, Pensacola 2. Ready Meeker comes set. Faces the lefty Jose Devers. First pitch is popped up right side of the infield. Moore in the first baseman drifts over. Valerio, the second baseman, calls him off, makes the catch, backpedaling towards the outfield. And Devers is retired for the first down. It brings up the lefty Cody Morissette. Shuckers lead it 5-2. Shuckers scored 5 between the second and the third innings. Pensacola scored both their runs on solo shots in the bottom half of last inning. The pitch to Morissette. He takes a strike on the inside corner. That was Meeker's 53rd pitch of the day. Zach Venaro's up in the Shuckers bullpen. Now a pitch clock violation tag to Meeker. Counts it even now at 1-1. Meeker has not gone incredibly long in any of his starts this year. The 1-1 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. This is his third start in a stretch that's seen Biloxi play 12 games in 12 days. He's gone 65 pitches, 60 pitches, and today he's about to throw his 54th. The pitch. Line foul. Third base side out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Shuckers have a couple of different arms available in the bullpen. Robbie Baker, Ryan Brady, and Zach Vinaro all have not pitched since at least Wednesday of this series. Zach Vinaro's up in the pen. The 2-2 delivery. Line drive out to left center field. Collins is over and hauls it in for the second out. Already Bennett Hostetler strides up to the cage. Hostetler digs in from the right side. 5-2 Biloxi in the bottom of the fourth inning. By the way, gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to Hostetler, grounded to third. Black fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. A quick 1-2-3 inning for James Meeker sends us to the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers up 5-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as
the National Weather Service in New Orleans has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central St. Tammany Parish in southeastern Louisiana, southwestern Hancock County in southern Mississippi, southwestern Pearl River County in southern Mississippi, until 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 5:06 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Abita Springs to near Lacombe to 12 miles northwest of New Orleans, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Slidell, Picayune, Covington, Pearl River, Abita Springs, Lacombe, McNeil, Stennis Space Center, Pearlington, and Slidell Airport. This includes the following interstates: Interstate 10 in Louisiana between mile markers 259 and 273. Interstate 10 in Mississippi between mile markers 1 and 3. Interstate 12 between mile markers 63 and 84. Interstate 59 in Louisiana between mile markers 1 and 11. Interstate 59 in Mississippi between mile markers 1 and 12. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. To report severe weather, contact your nearest law enforcement agency. They will send a report to the National Weather Service office in New Orleans. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following parish: St. Tammany, Louisiana, and the following counties in Mississippi, Hancock and Pearl River.
That's to the left side of the infield. Fitterer fires, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Fitterer's pitch count in decent shape. That was his 64th pitch of the day. He's been good for 90-plus this year. He's topped out at 100 back at the end of May. The pitch called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. His start last time out, just 76 pitches. That was the lowest his pitch count had been since May 20th against the Tennessee Smokies. The 1-1 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Everybody that is able to pitch is available in both bullpens. Today's the final day before a four-day All-Star break. Neither team plays again until Friday night. The 2-1 pitch. Collins off to second. Rodriguez lifts it and shoots it down the left field line. Conine's over, and it takes a couple hops, drops to the wall. Collins gets the wave from third. The throw comes in to Devers, who fires home late. And it's an RBI double for Carlos Rodriguez. He's now reached base in 8 straight. It's his 21st RBI of the year. And the Shuckers back ahead by 4, 6-2. Rodriguez tallied his 10th double yesterday against his 11th double on the year today. And now brings up the lefty Tyler Black, who's 1-for-2 today with a double. Runner on second with nobody out. 6-2 Biloxi. The pitch. Black takes strike one in the outer half. The pitch. Black swings and rolls it on the ground right side of the infield. Johnston gets it, takes it to the bag himself. Rodriguez advances to third. And it now brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz, with one away and a runner on third. Infield comes in for Pensacola. Shuckers have a chance to really try and break this thing open. Up 6-2 in the fifth inning. The pitch home. Lutz takes the strike on the outside corner. Bullpen gets up and moving around for Pensacola. Hosan Mendez hops on top of the rubber and starts throwing. Pitch home. Misses low in the dirt. Hostetler blocks it up. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Lutz swings and rolls it to first. Johnston gets it, comes home with it. The throw is in time, and Rodriguez is ruled out of the baseline. So now two outs. Lutz reaches on a fielder's choice. And it brings up the right Ethan Murray. 6-2 Biloxi, top of the fifth inning. Zach Venaro also continues to get warm in Biloxi's bullpen. Lutz off first. Two outs, top of the fifth inning. First pitch, the righty Murray. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have scored runs in 3 of their first 5 innings at the plate. The pitch. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. They scored 4 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fifth. You go back to last night. They scored 10 runs and scored in 5 of their 9 innings. The pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. It's all been sort of a new mindset, spearheaded by Shuckers hitting coach Chucky Caulfield, but a swing-first approach. Still have good at-bats, but try and attack pitches and do more damage. The 3-0 delivery. Fouled off. First base sign out of play. The count goes to 3-1. We've seen a lot more Shuckers go after 3-0 pitches. put a lot more balls in play. And a team that doesn't strike out a lot, walks a ton. The 3-1 delivery. Lutz goes. Pitch misses away. Ball four. And now runners on first and second with two outs for Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side, 0 for 2 today. The pitch, Warren takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Mendez continues to get warm. Fitterer just threw his 78th pitch of the day. ERA on the year has ballooned up to 4.74. The pitch, curveball, called strike. Count evens 1-1. Five of the six runs allowed have been earned, which extends a streak that Fitterer was hoping to end today. He's now allowed five-plus earned runs in each of his last three starts. The 1-1 delivery misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and ropes it down the right field line. It tails foul. And the count evens 2-2. He got into it. Just a bit out in front of it. Evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Shuckers lead it 6-2 in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Warren swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield, shortstop Devers tracks out towards short left center, makes the catch, and it ends the inning. Shuckers score a run on two hits, no errors, and lead two aboard. We're halfway through in Pensacola. Shuckers lead the series finale 6-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The hill for Biloxi. The first pitch misses away, and we're back underway here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Bottom of the fifth inning here in the series finale. Shuckers lead it 6-2. Pinaro faces off against the righty Dalby Rosario. Pitch home, misses away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Final line for Meeker. Goes four innings. Gives up two runs, both of them earned on 57 pitches. The pitch misses inside, and it hits Rosario. Leadoff man gets aboard and brings up Colby Fletcher Vance. The complete final line for Meeker. Four innings, four hits, two runs, both of them earned. No walks, one strikeout, 57 pitches. And that increases his season ERA up to 2.74. That's been the kind of year it's been for Meeker. So Venaro's now in, faces the righty Colby Fletcher Vance. 6-2 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch fouled back to the screen, and the count goes 0-1. Venaro makes his 24th appearance this year, 22 and two-thirds innings with a 3.97 ERA, 17 walks and 24 strikeouts. The pitch home. Rosario off to second. Pitch called a strike. The throw to second on the shortstop side of the bag. Not in time. Rosario swipes second. Count at one ball and no strikes. That count at no balls and two strikes on Fletcher Vance, who homered back in the third inning. The 0-2 delivery. Punched foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch. Punch foul again. First base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. By the way, that stolen base for Rosario was his fourth of the year. Robbie Baker is now getting warm in the pen. Guy you can get multiple innings out of. The 0-2 delivery. Fletcher Vance dribbles it back to the hill. Canaro gets it on a hop. A big underhand toss to first. And retires Fletcher Vance for the out. Rosario stays at second. With one away, it brings up Victor Mesa Jr. Back to the top of the order here in the fifth. Mesa Jr. is 0-2 today. Fly out to left and a fly out to center. Shuckers lead it 6-2. The pitch. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Venaro delivers. Fastball, called strike on the outer half. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Mesa Jr. chops it back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Rosario gets the wave. Sparks picks it up, throws it into second. It's an RBI single for Victor Mesa Jr. Drives in his 41st run of the year. And it's 6-3 Biloxi. That hit extends Mesa Jr.'s on base streak to 6 in a row. Now brings up the left-handed hitting Troy Johnston. One out, one on. 6-3 Biloxi here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch misses away, almost gets by Cale. Good job to get a glove on it. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Johnston. He takes up and in, and the count goes to 2-1. Johnston homered last time up, his 17th of the year, drove in his 64th run. His 17 homers and 64 runs driven in, both lead the league. Check back to first, Mesa Jr. back in time. The 2-1 delivery. Check swing. Called strike two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Lined foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays 2-2. We're just over 30 minutes away from the start of the 2023 MLB first-year player draft. Two-two pitch. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 3-2. What should be a very good 2023 draft class with a lot of depth. Brewers have a couple of fun options of who they could pick when they get to their number 19 overall pick. The 3-2 delivery. Misses away. Gets by Kale for ball four. Three of the first four have reached against Renaro. And it brings up the righty Will Banfield. Renaro trots out. Times with Bernard. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update and your visit today at visitowa.com. One final already. The Smokies take down the Birmingham Barons 7-1. Smokies at 44-36 on the year. We're off to a blazing start in the second half, 8-4, while Birmingham sits at 3-8. 11 games into the second half. Top five, Chattanooga trails Rocket City 5-0, and postponed is Mississippi and Montgomery. Pitch to the righty Banfield. Slider called strike one. That game will be made up on August 2nd when the two teams meet again in Pearl. Which means a win today by either Pensacola or Biloxi will bring them a half game behind the two teams. Pitch home, wave and a miss at a slider. The count goes to 0-2. Packers and Pensacola enter today a game back of Montgomery and the M-Braves for the top spot in the Southern League South Division in the second half. Both of those teams at 6-5. Packers with a win would get to 6-6 in the half. 0-2 delivery. Banfield rolls it to third, hops over the bag. Black backhands it, gets to his feet, takes his time, fires the first, not in time. He took a step to settle his balance, and that might have cost him. Settling his feet, though, was the only way he was going to get it to first. Not only get it there, but get it on target. And that brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero, and makes a quick point to the bullpen. Bases loaded, one away. Chuckers lead it 6-3 in the bottom of the inning. And Robbie Baker trying to protect a three-run lead with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Sent to come in. Bonaro exits. Baker enters. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Situation. The Shuckers right now need some outs. First pitch misses away to the lefty Griffin Conine, and the count goes at 1-0. Baker relieves the righty Zach Renaro, who lasts just a third of an inning. Gives up two hits and strands the bases loaded. Leaves them loaded for Baker. Enters with just one out. Shuckers lead it 6-3. Pitch to Conine. Popped foul behind home plate out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Baker this year has allowed three inherited runners to score out of the eight he's inherited this year. It's a 38% clip. The 1-1 delivery. Hammer out to left center. Sports turns around, hustles back, now rounds it off of the warning track at the wall, leaps, and it's gone. It's a grand slam for Griffin Conine, and it's 7-6 Pensacola. Conine's 14th of the year. He's up to 51 driven in. Ball disappears over the wall in left center. Five runs in the inning. And it's gone from a 6-2 Shuckers lead to a 7-6 Wahoos lead. First pitch fouled off and out of play by the lefty Jose Devers. And the count goes to 0-1. That finalizes the line for Zach Bonaro. In a third of an inning, gives up four runs off two hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. Does it all in 20 pitches. The pitch misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Baker's now allowed six of his 11 inherited runners to score this year. And Evan Fitterer right now is in line to get a win. The 1-1 delivery. Popped up, foul territory, third base side. Black ranges over from third and makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up Cody Morrison. Morissette digs in from the left side. 7-6 Pensacola in the last of the fifth. Baker fires. He takes inside. And count goes to 1-0. Pensacola scored five runs in the inning off three hits, a walk, and a hit batter. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss and a changeup. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Baker sets the belt. Now the 3-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Cutter on the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. The pitch lifted out to right. Rodriguez looks at it, and it's way gone. Pensacola's fourth homer of the day plays their sixth run of the inning, and it's 8-6 Pensacola. Morissette's ninth of the year, 28th run driven in. And it now brings up Bennett Hostetler as the ninth man to come to the plate in the inning. The pitch misses up and flies up and over Hostetler's head to the backstop. Count goes to 1-0. Baker sets. Now the 1-0 delivery. Hostetler swings and pops it up. Inner right. Rodriguez under it, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But not before Pensacola scores six runs on four hits, two massive home runs, one from Griffin Conine and one from Cody Morissette. No errors and nobody left on base. We enter the sixth. Shuckers trailing 8-6. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
For the top of the sixth inning, Osan Mendez, new arm in the ballgame, delivers home and misses away to the righty Lamar Sparks. Evan Fitterer done after five innings, and the righty Mendez now relieves him. It's 8-6 Pensacola. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Pensacola took the lead thanks to six runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-0 delivery. He swings and lines it in a right for into left field for a base hit. It's a two-hit day for Lamar Sparks. He's hammered both hits. Shuckers get the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. It brings up Felix Valerio. Final line today for Fitterer. He's in line for the win. Goes five innings, gives up seven hits, six runs, five of them earned, two walks and a strikeout. For his 82 pitches. Mendez delivers. Valerio pops it foul ball. First base side out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Mendez makes his 22nd appearance this year. 3.56 ERA in 30 and a third innings. 12 walks, 27 strikeouts. Check back to first. Sparks back to the bag in time. Sparks stole second back in the second inning. This time he was on the base path. That was his 13th stolen base of the year. The 0-1 pitch. Valerio pops it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes 0-2. When healthy, Lamar Sparks is one of the most athletic guys on this Shuckers team. He's had two different IL stints this year. And since his latest one, he's been on fire. Hits an 11 straight. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. And not only is it the hits in 11 straight, but it's the defensive play in the outfield that has really looked fantastic. The pitch. Valerio stares at a fastball off the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. Over Sparks' 10-game hit streak now. Hitting over 375. Driven in 8, stolen 5 bases. The pitch, he's off to second. Valerio hits it on one hop. It eats up Devers and gets to the left. Sparks doesn't stop. He moves to third. Leo hit and run works wonders. Shuckers have runners in the corners with nobody out. And brings up Nick Cale. Nick Cale has been a Blue Wahoo killer. He's 1-for-2 today with a 2-run blast back in the second. That brings out the catcher Bennett Hostetler to talk to Mendez. But entering today, over the last 2 years, Nick Cale, in 29 plate appearances against Pensacola, has a 1.299 OPS, just shy of 1,300. That is the second highest mark out of any player in the Southern League over the last 2 years against Pensacola. Almost 1,300. It's a ridiculous number. He stands in from the right side. He's the go-ahead run. Runners at the corners. The pitch. He swings and rolls it back up the middle. Devers gets it, flips to Morissette at second for one. The throw to first in time, but it scores a run. Sparks comes home, and the Shuckers now trail it 8-7. Isaac Collins stands in from the left side. Mendez fires. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. So the Shuckers now have scored in 4 of their 6 innings at the plate. 7 runs off 9 hits. The pitch. He takes up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Shuckers trying to come back and grab themselves their first series win against the divisional opponent this year in a 6-game set. The pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Their only series win this year against the South Division opponent came in the opening 3 games of the season against the M Braves in Pearl. Shuckers shut him out twice. The pitch, called strike outside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Shuckers this year have won 3 series, lost 3 series, and split 7. The pitch. Collins rolls it first base side. Johnston backhands it, takes the bag himself, and finishes out the inning. One run, 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. The Shuckers use a double play to get their 7th run of the day home. We're through 5.5, 8-7, Pensacola. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Bottom of six, from
got the sunshine on my Sunday bed.
Robbie Baker delivers home to the right of Delby Rosario. This is off the outside corner, and we're back underway here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Blue Wahoos lead it 8-7 in the series finale over Biloxi. Final game before the All-Star break. The pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball with a little bit of arm side run back towards that inside corner. Now it evens 1-1. Rosario came around to score last inning. Six men reached, six men scored last inning. Pitch home, swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have 7 runs on 9 hits. Blue Wahoos have 8 runs on 8 hits and 4 homers. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. The amount of home runs the Blue Wahoos have hit has been incredible to see throughout this series. They enter today with 12 extra base hits in their last 2. The pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again. 8 doubles, 1 triple, and 3 homers. Today they've thrown out the doubles portion of the equation and the triples portion of the equation and just hit homers. You're looking at a team right now that smashed 16 extra base hits in their last 3 games. The 2-2 delivery. Rosario chases a high fastball. One away. Brings up the righty, Colby Fletcher Vance.
Third baseman, number one, Colby Fletcher Vance.
Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Around the Brewers organization, the Complex Leagues have the day off today, so no DSL or Arizona Complex League action. The pitch home. Fletcher Vance takes up. Count goes to 1-0. So we'll start in Zebulon. 1-0. Carolina takes down Fayetteville in the completion of their suspended game from last night. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low and away. Count goes to 2-0. But their game 2, that was scheduled to go for 7 innings, got suspended in the top of the 2nd. That game is 2-0. Carolina leads. They're at 40-37 this year. The 2-0 delivery. Fletcher Vance takes a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers take down the Beloit Skycarp 6-3. Timber Rattlers at 34-45 on the season. And in AAA, a rain-shortened game, 8 innings instead of 9, but the Nashville Sounds take down the Columbus Clippers 7-6. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. In the bigs, Wade Miley threw 6 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Devin Williams, 2 strikeouts and a perfect 9th. And the Brew Crew win it 1-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. The 3-1 delivery. Fletcher Vance breaks his bat and lines it in right for a base hit. That's off the back of the infield and rolls on the turf to Rodriguez. Fletcher Vance has a multi-hit game. And it brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. That's the 9th hit of the day for Pensacola. Now back to the top of the order and the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Eli Villalobos is up for Pensacola in their bullpen. Pitch home. lifted out to center. Sparks turns around, races back at the warning track. One step shy of the wall, hauls it in for an out. Fletcher Vance advances back to first. Jogs back to the bag. And now two away for Troy Johnston. And it now brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Up in the pen gets Ryan Brady. Park City, Utah native who has become a long man throughout this year. Went 2-2/3 innings in his Double-A debut back on Thursday. Gave up one earned run and two hits through 58 pitches. He's conceivably a guy that you can turn to likely try and finish this thing out or at least get you to the ninth inning. And if you're leading, Cam Robinson was used yesterday. That probably takes him out of the equation. But you can bring in a guy maybe like Ryan Middendorf, who has a save this year. Definitely a couple of options. The pitch home. Hammered out to right. Johnston watches it, flips his bat, and it's 10-7 Pensacola. Johnston unloads on them. His league leading 17th homer of the year, 18th homer of the year. He has a multi-home run game today. He's driven in three up to 66 on the year. That also leads the Southern League. Brings up the righty Will Banfield. The pitch home. Banfield takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Two outs, 10-7 Pensacola. That has been the magic number to win in the last three games. The winning team has scored exactly 10 runs. Baker delivers. Banfield takes a strike on the outer half. Count evens 1-1. That's the fifth home run for Pensacola today. Ties Biloxi season high for homers allowed. 1-1 pitch. Ball strike on the outer half. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Fouled back in and out of Cale's glove. Count stays at 1-2. Yeah. 10-7 Pensacola in the top of the bottom of the sixth inning. Two outs, no one on. The pitch. Roll back up the middle. Murray's over from short and it's by him. And a center for a base hit. Banfield's 2-for-4 today. Brings up the lefty Griffin Conine, who homered last time up. Brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Baker will not face Conine a second time, and the Shuckers will go to the bullpen and bring in Ryan Brady. 10-7 Pensacola, man on first with two away. And after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
The 6 minutes. Wahoos lead it 10-7 over Biloxi. First pitch to the lefty Griffin. Konine is fouled off. And the count goes 0-1. Javik Blake back with you. Pensacola has tied their franchise record with 5 home runs today. 10th time in team history they've done it. A team that's been around since 2012. The pitch misses up and away. And the count evens 1-1. And out of the game comes Robbie Baker. Last an inning in the third, gives up 3 homers and 5 hits. He's still responsible for Banfield at first. Brady's out to make his second appearance in Double A. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Brady's only appearance came on Wednesday. Allowed 1 earned run, 2 runs total off 2 hits and 2 2/3. The 2-1 delivery. Ground ball, one hop to first. Warren gets it, takes a step to his left, and taps the bag. That ends the inning. But 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base extends the Pensacola lead to 3. The end of the 7th. Back after this, the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Rodriguez leads it off for Biloxi. We're into the 7th inning in Pensacola. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It has been another wild one. Shuckers led it 4-0 early, then they led it 5-0 after 2.5, and you thought all would be well. Pitching staff was throwing well, but Pensacola has turned this game on its head. They've scored 10 runs since the Shuckers led it 5-0, and they lead it 10-7. Hosan Mendez out of the game. Eli Villalobos now in. First pitch. It's a curveball for strike one. Villalobos is a right-handed arm. Leaves Mendez, who leaves after an inning of work. The pitch home. Rodriguez takes low. Count evens, 1-1. Mendez goes an inning. Gives up a run off 2 hits. No walks, no strikeouts. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez serves it foul. Out of play behind home plate. Count goes to 1-2. By the way, Mendez also throws 13 pitches in that inning. The 1-2 delivery. Rodriguez chops it back up the middle, right to Villalobos in the hill. Takes a step, fires to first, a bend wide. Johnston has to go into foul territory to corral it. Rodriguez is retired for the first down. Villalobos makes his fourth appearance in Double-A this year. He's allowed 2 runs in 3 innings, 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black. 1 out, nobody on in the 7th inning. The pitch home. He takes the curveball for strike 1. Black is 1-for-3 today. The average up to 275 on the year. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and tips it into Hostetler's glove. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch. Black takes up and away. Count goes to 1-2. We've officially passed the 6 o'clock hour, which means the MLB draft is officially underway. The Brewers have the 18th overall pick in the draft. The 1-2 delivery. Black swings and chops it foul. First base side. Count stays at 1-2. Black was drafted by the Brewers in the competitive balance round A of the 2021 draft, which is the extension of the first round. He's the highest drafted player on the Shuckers team in 2023. 1-2 delivery. He swings and loops it out to center. Rosario stays back on it. Now takes 2 steps back as the wind carries it, hauls it in for the out. 2 away, and it brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. There are a lot of fun names in this 2023 draft. Paul Skeens has been one of the more electric stories in college baseball. Ready, Tristan Lutz steps in. 2 outs, nobody on in the 7th. The pitch. He waves and misses at a fastball. Count goes 0-1. Other guys like Porto Wyatt's Langford. Dylan Cruz, who reached base in every single game this year for LSU. Helped them win a College World Series. The 0-1 delivery. Lutz takes a strike on the outer half. The count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Nobody on in the top of the 7th inning. Villalobos delivers. Lutz taps it foul. Back to the screen. The count stays at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Lutz fouls it off. First base side out of play. The count goes 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Inside, it hits him. Up between the shoulders. He reaches base for the 3rd time today. Now brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Ethan Murray digs in from the right side against the righty Villalobos. Shuckers trail it 10-7 in the 7th with 2 away. The pitch. He takes strike 1 on a curveball. Murray's 1-for-2 today. He The 0-1 pitch. This is low. When the count evens, 1-1. What's up first? Villalobos comes set. Murray set to go at the plate with the High Sox. The pitch. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Murray swings and lines it to right center. Rosario's over, and it's down for a base hit. Lutz moves up to second. Then Rosario bobbles it. Lutz off to third. The throw trickles and Devers at short. It's a single for Murray. We'll see whether or not they tag Rosario with an error, and they do. It's Rosario's second error of the year. Now runners in the corners with two away for the tying run, Xavier Warren. Warren's 0-for-3 today. Fly out, pop out, and a ground out. Shuckers trail it 10-7. The pitch. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. He takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Villalobos delivers. It misses away, and the count runs to 3-0 on Warren. Lamar Sparks is on deck. He's 2-for-3 today. Luahu's lead at 10-7. Warren at the plate, the tying run. Villalobos delivers. Misses away. It's a 4-pitch walk, and they're loaded up for Lamar Sparks. So after two outs, Murray singles. After Lutz is hit by a pitch, and Warren draws a walk. Gives us 10 seconds to take station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Javon Blake back with you on a Sunday night. Shuckers trail it 10-7 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, but they're threatening in a big way right now. Bases loaded with two outs. Right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks sent to step into the batter's box once pitching coach Dave Island gets back to the dugout. Sparks digs in from the right side. Warren's at first. Murray's at second. Lutz is at third. Righty Villalobos comes set. Now delivers. It's a curveball for strike one. Biloxi's 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position today. Runners left on has been their Achilles heel in 2023. The 0-1 delivery. Sparks takes up. Count evens 1-1. Each of Biloxi's last three losses have come when they've left at least 10 runners on. On Friday, they fell 10-3 to Pensacola despite 11 hits because they went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. The pitch. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. But you don't need to swing the bat. Hits with runners in scoring position do not matter. Villalobos fires. Misses low, pops in a Hostetler's glove, and the count goes to 3-1. There's nowhere to put him. A walk drives in Biloxi's 8th run of the day. Count at 3-1 with 2 outs. Villalobos fires. Wave and a miss, and a fastball count goes full. Lutz at third, Murray at second, Warren at first. All three will be off with the pitch. The 3-2 delivery. Runners go. Sparks fouls it off Hostetler's gear to the backstop. Count stays at 3-2. Wahoo's closer, Jeffrey Yon, is not available today. So the Shackers can make this thing close. They have a good chance. Trailing by 3. Tying run at first. The 3-2 pitch, all runners go. Sparks fouls it off again. Villalobos comes set. Now the pitch to Sparks. Runners go. It misses low, and the Shuckers get a run. It's an RBI walk for Sparks. Drives in his 19th run of the year. Lutz comes home. Murray to third, Warren to second. And now, the tying runs in scoring position with 2 away. Felix Valerio now comes up. Mario's 2-for-3 today. Villalobos fires. Curveball misses low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Matt Pichard, right-handed arm, is up in the pen for Pensacola. The 1-0 delivery. Valerio pops it foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Valerio takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Right now, Villalobos just can't find the strike zone. It's his 33rd pitch of the inning. 15 have missed out of the zone. The 2-1 delivery. Valerio takes strike 2 at the knees. Count evens 2-2. Valerio digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Murray at third, Warren at second, Sparks at first. Righty, Villalobos takes a breath, now fires. Wave and a miss. Throws a fastball by him. And he protects the lead. One run on one hit, one error, and the Shuckers leave him loaded. To the bottom of the 7th. It's time to stretch in Pensacola. 10-8 Blue Wahoos. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Ryan Brady's out for his first full inning of work. His first pitch comes home to the lefty Jose Devers. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Pensacola leads Biloxi 10-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning of the series finale. The 1-0 delivery. Devers swings and lifts it out to left. A lot of bodies converging. Ethan Murray, the shortstop, takes charge, makes the catch in short left. Retires Devers for the first down. Brings up Cody Morissette. Brady's in his first full inning of work after relieving Robbie Baker. Baker's final line, 4 runs allowed off 3 homers and 5 hits in an inning and a third. Lefty Cody Morissette steps in. Brady fires. Fastball misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Morissette's 2-for-3 today. Solo shot last time up for his 9th of the year. Brady fires. Curveball. Called strike. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Sparks is after it on the run. Makes the catch. Deep into the gap. Brady's come in and retired all 3 batters he's faced. Now brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler with 2 away. Checkers trail it 10-8 in the bottom of the 7th. First pitch to Hostetler. Lifted out to center. Sparks glances back on it. Looks up at the warning track and makes the catch. Couple loud outs off Brady. He works through a 1-2-3 inning on 5 pitches. Way to the 8th. Shuckers trail it 10-8. Matt Pichard enters the ball game. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers radio.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Yeah, baby, I like it like that.
Pensacola. Shuckers trail it 10-8. Nick Gale steps in. Shuckers trail it by a 10-8 score. Ball's on the field. We get a momentary delay. Matt Pichard is now in the game. Relieves Eli Villalobos, who lasts one inning. Gives up one run on one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. There's 35 pitches. Leaves him loaded. Pichard delivers home to Kale. He takes the one away, and the count goes to 1-0. Kale's 1-for-3 today with a homer. He's driven in two last time up. Brian double play, but it drove a run home. Doesn't count as an RBI, but he still brought one in. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Pichard makes his fourth appearance of the year. Four runs allowed and four innings in AA. Two walks, three strikeouts. The 2-0 delivery. Kale fouls it back, and the count goes to 2-1. Luisa Maya gets up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Left-handed arm, who's been real good against left-handed batters in his time in AA. The 2-1 delivery. Kale swings and lifts it out to right, but foul. Count evens, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses up. Flies to the backstop. The count goes to 3-2. Three and two the count with nobody out. Top of the eighth inning. The Shuckers trail it 10-8 against Pensacola. Payoff pitch. Misses low and away. Ball four. Check with the first base umpire for possible check swing. Chandler Durham says he doesn't go. Shuckers get a leadoff walk. The leadoff man has reached now four innings today. First three times it's happened. The second, the fifth, and the sixth. That runner has scored. Shuckers would need Kale to score and then one more. Switch hitter Isaac Collins comes up and gets sent to dig in from the left side against the righty Pichard. He delivers. Bunt shown, pulls it back. Count goes to 1-0. Collins is 1-for-4 today. He went off the fifth inning with a single, came home and scored. The pitch. He swings and lifts it out to left center. Rosario, the center fielder, tracks over into the gap, makes the catch, and retires Collins for the first out. Rodriguez steps in from the left side. One out, one on. Shuckers trail it by two. 10-8 in the eighth inning. The pitch. He swings and dribbles it out to second. Morissette flips to Devers at the bank for one. The throw to first in time. And a double play. Holds Biloxi scoreless here on the top of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Into the last of the eighth. Shuckers trail it by a 10-8 score.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers trying to secure a comeback win against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The win would give them a series victory over a divisional opponent for the first time this year. Right now, though, the job is on Ryan Brady to keep the deficit at 2. They lead it 10-8. Calvary Rosario leads it off, and the righty Ryan Brady delivers home. Rosario chops it on the ground to third, but foul towards the Shuckers bullpen, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Lefty Luis Amaya is getting warm in the pen. The pitch, wave and a miss, fastball top of the zone, and the count goes to 0-2. Rosario's 0-for-2 today, was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the sixth-run fifth. The pitch misses low with a changeup, count at 1-2. The righty Brady shakes off one side from Kale, shakes off another, now comes home. The 1-2 pitch misses up. Count evens 2-2. Caleb, the ball popping out of his glove, and it spun him around. And he ended up facing back towards the backstop. He just stared at the ball and held up his hand to the umpire. Like, I need a new one, please. The 2-2 delivery. Ground ball left side of the infield. Two hops to Murray at short, fires to first in time. Brady's faced 5, and he's retired all 5. Brings up the righty, Colby Fletcher Vance. Fletcher Vance is 2-for-3 today. Brady's looked fantastic here in his second double-A appearance. So much talk about the draft on the Brewers' side of things tonight. The pitch home. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Brady is actually the first member of the 2022 undrafted free agent in draft class to make it to double-A. A year ago today, he was working at a golf course after he had just gotten married. The 1-0 delivery. Line drive foul, out of play, first base side. Count evens 1-1. He got a call from the Brewers. They said, hey, would you like to play professional baseball? After he'd finished up a career at BYU that saw him post real good numbers his senior year last year. 1-1 delivery. Tips it in and out of Kale's glove. Count goes to 1-2. The answer was an obvious yes. He went to the Arizona Complex League to start his career last year. Started off this year with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and now here in July is in Double A. The 1-2 delivery misses low. Kale blocks it up. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just a fascinating rise from Ryan Brady. A big credit to the Brewers scouting system. Found and signed Brady. The 2-2 delivery. Fletcher Vance waves and misses. Pitch up and in. Showcasing that high spin fastball up in the zone. Now two away for the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. And not only does he have that high spin fastball, he routinely brings out his slider that's at 90 miles an hour. Victor Mesa Jr. in from the left side. Two outs. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Amber Uribe's slider is also 90 miles an hour. Amber Uribe was throwing it yesterday against Will Benson and the Cincinnati Reds. 1-0 delivery. Fouled back. The count evens 1-1. Brewers have always been very good at developing pitching, and they found a gem here with Ryan Brady. The 1-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch from Brady. Ground ball, couple hops to second. Valerio gets it on the back of the infield, fires to first. And that's 2 1/3 shutout innings from Ryan Brady. He holds the line. Shuckers trail it 10-8 as we head to the ninth inning. Perfect eighth from Brady. We're on to the ninth. Shuckers trying to mount a comeback. Back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
First pitch. Black takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trail it 10-8. Shuckers have 8 runs on 10 hits. Pensacola, 10 runs on 11 hits. The pitch home. Black waves and misses. Pitch off the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Black's 1-for-4 today. 2 ground outs, a flyout, double. Rope to right at 107 miles an hour. The 1-1 delivery. Black waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Black takes low and inside. Count evens 2-2. Bouchard's 2-2 pitch. Black rolls it on the ground to second. Morissette gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first, one down. and brings up first and Lutz. First pitch to the righty Lutz. It's a curveball. Misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Lutz is 0-2 today. But he's reached base twice. Walk and hit by pitch. He ran to score each of those times. First trail with Tenney. The pitch misses low and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers trying to disrupt a trend in which the winning team each of the last three games has scored exactly 10 runs. 10-4 Biloxi on Thursday, 10-3 Pensacola on Friday, and 10-9 Biloxi last night. The 2-0 delivery. Lutz swings and lines it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses away, gets by Hostetler to the backstop, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, Lutz swings and hammers it on the ground to second. Morissette grabs it, fires to first. And the Shuckers are now to their final stretch. Ethan Murray comes up as the final hope for Biloxi. Wahoos 10, Shuckers 8. Bouchard delivers home to the righty. Fouls it off Hostetler's mask. Count goes to 0-1. Ready for Shard comes set. Now the 0-1 delivery. Murray takes away and the count evens 1-1. Murray's 2-for-3 today with two singles and a walk. The pitch, curveball misses up. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, Murray takes low and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Second straight at bat. Matt Bouchard's gone to a 3-1 count. The 3-1 pitch. Murray takes strike two on the outside corner. And the Shuckers are down to their final strike. They had some magic last night with two outs and two strikes in the ninth inning. An error and a double to give them a 10-9 lead. Trying to do the same today. The 3-2 delivery. Line drive over Morissette's glove and into right center for a base hit. Morissette, 6 feet tall. He reached as tall as he possibly could and jumped as high as he possibly could. Murray lines it over his head. And the Shuckers have the tying run up. It's Xavier Warren. Xavier Warren was the hero earlier in this series. Couple of big-time homers, including three extra base hits in the series opener on Tuesday. The pitch. He takes strike one from the left side. Warren's 0-for-3 today with a walk. Fly out to center, ground out to first, a pop out to second, and a walk. Bouchard fires. Warren takes inside, and it hits him on the hand. runners on first and second. And it brings up Lamar Sparks. He's 2-for-3 today, 9-for-20 in the series. Shuckers trail it 10-8, 2 outs in the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers looking and hoping they don't repeat what happened on Wednesday when they had the tying run in scoring position in the ninth inning, and they were unable to tie it up. Time's called. Bennett Hostetler charges out to the hill. Shuckers trying to end today with a win before 4 days off. They'll play at home on Friday against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. First pitch at 6:35. It's Mississippi State night. T-shirt giveaway. Bulldog fan on the coast, want to come out to the game? That is the perfect night to do so. Tickets still available at BiloxiShuckers.com. Runners in first and second with two away. Here we go. Bennett Hostetler set to go behind the plate. Matt Bouchard set in the hill. First pitch to the righty, Lamar Sparks comes home. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's at second. Warren's at first. The outfield way deep for Pensacola. About 5 steps in from the warning track, all three of them. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low. Count goes to 2-0. That was Bouchard's 29th pitch. After a perfect eighth inning, and even including a perfect eighth inning, 16 of his 29 pitches have been outside of the zone. Bouchard sets. Now comes home. Sparks takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. West Tunnel now gets up in the bullpen for Pensacola. Shuckers trail it 10-8 with 2 outs in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Sparks swings and pops it up. Out to right. Cody Morris at the second baseman out. He's called out by Victor Mesa Jr., who makes the catch and finishes off a 10-8 Blue Wahoos win. The winning team in each of the last 4 games in this series scores exactly 10 runs, and the two teams split this 6-game set. In the ninth inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Shuckers strand 8, and they fall by a 10-8 final. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Iowa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update and wrap everything up from tonight to get you set for the All-Star break and next week, Friday's matchup against Rocket City. That all comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Champ Blake alongside you. The Shuckers fall 10-8 in today's series finale against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The Shuckers fall to 39-42 on the year, 5-7 in the second half. Pensacola improves to 47-33 on the year, 6-6 in the second half. The Shuckers have now split all three of their series with Pensacola, and they split their eighth series out of 14 on the season. Time to get today's scoring summary. Shuckers got out to an early lead. They scored four runs in the second inning. A single from Lamar Sparks brought home Ethan Murray. Felix Valerio then singled and brought home Lamar Sparks, who had stolen second after that single. Nick Cale then brought home himself and Felix Valerio with his second home run in as many days, and his second of the year, a 377-foot shot to left to put Biloxi up 4-0. They would bring another run home in the third without a hit. A walk got Tristan Lutz on. A pass ball moved into second. A ground out moved into third. And another pass ball moved him home. But Pensacola started the comeback trail in the bottom of the third inning, even though Biloxi was up by a 5-0 score. Colby Fletcher Vance led off the inning with a homer. And Trey Johnston later hit a solo shot that made it 5-2. Shuckers made it 6-2 in the fifth inning with an RBI double from Carlos Rodriguez that scored Isaac Collins from first. And then Pensacola exploded with six runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. First, it was a hit-by-pitch to Dalby Rosario. Then a single by Victor Mesa Jr. brought him in. Walks to Troy Johnson. And then a single from Will Banfield put the bases loaded with one away. And then the lefty Griffin Conine parked one way out of the yard for a grand slam just out of the reach of the center fielder Lamar Sparks. That made it an 8-6 Pensacola lead. Shuckers got one in the sixth off a double play that scored with Lamar Sparks. They'd get another in the seventh off an RBI walk from Sparks, but Pensacola scored two in the sixth inning and a two-run shot from Troy Johnston to tie their franchise single-game record with five home runs. Pensacola wins it by a 10-8 final. Evan Fitterer gets the win, improves to 5-3. Robbie Baker, the loss, falls to 2-2. And Matt Bouchard finishes an out, dances around two base runners in the ninth inning. The Shuckers had the tying run on with two outs, but were unable to get him in. Shuckers fall by a 10-8 final. We'll wrap everything on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ's AutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Pensacola, David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fall by a 10-8 final as we welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Time to wrap everything up around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization on the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. A final from Kodak. The Smokies win it 7-1 over the Birmingham Barons. Smokies now at 44-36 on the year. Birmingham at 28-52 on the season. Final from Madison. Rocket City wins it 5-1 over Chattanooga. They're now 37-43 on the season. Chattanooga at 44-36. Meanwhile, the M-Braves and the Biscuits were postponed due to rain. They'll make it up with a doubleheader on August 2nd when Montgomery returns back to Pearl. Around the Brewers organization, let's start at the big league level. It was a real good day for the Brewers at the big league level. They win it 1-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. They gain a game and win the three-game set against the Redlegs, and they'll have a chance to win their next series against them, which comes in 4 days after the All-Star break. They play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against Cincinnati, who are in a dead heat at the top of the National League Central. Around the Brewers organization, one final to get to in single A. The Carolina Mudcats win it 1-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Their second game that was originally to be completed from the first game was suspended. They'll complete it at a later date. Carolina beats Fayetteville by a 2-0 score. Final from High A, Wisconsin wins it 6-3 over Beloit. The Timberrattlers at 34-45 on the season. And in Triple A, the Nashville Sounds are at 48-37 on the year. They win the finale 7-6 over the Columbus Clippers in what was a wild and wacky series. That one only goes 8 innings due to rain. Meanwhile, here in Pensacola, the Shuckers fall by a 10-8 final. Biloxi now at 39-42 on the year, 5-7 in the second half. Pensacola at 47-33 on the year, 6-6 in the second half. Two teams split the six-game set. Evan Fitterer the win, Robbie Baker the loss, and Matt Pichard gets the save. A game that takes 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 4,111 here in Pensacola. That'll do it for us tonight here in Pensacola. Thanks so much for tuning in. Shuckers return home on Friday. 4 days are off days. The All-Star break around Major League and Minor League Baseball. Shuckers will restart after the break with the game on Friday against the Rocket City Trash Pandas to start in three-game set. First pitch at 6:35 at MGM Park. Shuckers will take on Rocket City, and it is a Mississippi State t-shirt giveaway. Make sure to come out to the ballpark. Tickets are still available. Head to BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the MGM Park box office. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy your Tuesday. Enjoy your Wednesday. And enjoy your Thursday. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Rest up and get ready to go. Final 47 games of the year come your way after the end of the All-Star break. Shuckers will try to keep on the good times. They'll have Jamper, Yellow, Jefferson, Carroll, and Jack Centurio back to create a lineup with three top 100 prospects in it for the Shuckers. But that'll do it for us today in Pensacola. Thanks so much for tuning in all series long. Have a great All-Star break, and we'll reconnect on Friday for the first of three between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Have a great night.